Welcome, everybody, to this episode of the Thought Cloud podcast. Today, we have with us Chris McLean, Mission Critical Solutions Director of MC Dean, and Walt Rampe, Chief Designer of MC Dean. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with the company?
Sure, Amy. My primary role is to evolve design for more highly constructible modular components.
And Walt, what is your main responsibility with the company?
So what I do is develop designs for across all our markets for different approaches for design and installation of complex modular components.
And Chris, can you define what a modular data center is?
Modular data center is a facility constructed by combining off-site constructed components or units. The units can be individual or multiple trays, and they can complement stick-built construction as well as they could themselves be combined to a complete modularly constructed data center. Well, do you have additional thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of two holistic approaches for that regard with regards to data centers. You can do an entire fully integrated package that has structural, mechanical, electrical systems, and that is the building itself, or then it's more of a systems modules within an existing or greenfield facility that you would fit into traditional type construction.
And what are the advantages of the modular process?
Modular construction approach builds on modular design or evolving design elements or fabrication level. From a quality standpoint, shifting elements of construction off-site tends to yield better quality. It creates a safer environment. It creates a central location where you could come observe the quality, a central shipping point for logistics and handling for global distribution, and the list would go on and on. Well, considering all your experience, do you have additional opinion here?
Yeah, absolutely. As you were talking about, one of the things with regards to the shifting off-site, you can decouple the activities from the typical construction timeline. You pull them to the right and kind of build without the building is what we like to say. For example, you can construct your data hall infrastructure while the foundations are being set. So you get the advantage of kind of capturing defects in the systems and the equipment early. Gives you the ability to pre-test a lot of things. The other thing, too, it gives you the ability to look at the design from a standardization perspective and really try and mature the design approach iterate on it. It gives you a very detailed look into things and the ability to work in a controlled environment. You get the chance to mature your design approach.
And so looking back over, say, the last 5 to 10 years, have you seen an increase in modular builds? And if so, what do you think is driving that increase?
Absolutely, we're seeing an increase in modular construction and modular design. It's not a new technology anymore. Shipping containers came on the scene about 10 years ago, and we were modularly building facilities, including data centers, primarily of shipping containers because they were a known size format. They had known shipping and logistics information. And we've matured from that. A lot of folks, end users, developers, contractors, they've had success now, or they've seen their peers have success, and they want to yield the economic and safety benefits for themselves. So I believe now they're starting to look at their processes and trying to mature those and find ways of incorporating modular construction elements for their own benefit. Well,
yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things, too, is speed to market as far as getting projects executed quicker and more reliable, labor availability in some areas, I think is a big part of it. And then also, really a big thing when you have complex modules built off site, you can interconnect them and get more reliable commissioning timelines, pulling that work forward is a big part of what we do.
And what types of applications would you say are ideal for modular designs? And are there any types of applications where modular data centers can't exist?
We started the podcast talking about building blocks and units. Any element that recurs on a site, or even better, across multiple sites in multiple geographic regions, become ideal for modular construction. And there's always a way to introduce modular elements to any project, any construction site, anywhere in the world. The key is finding the building blocks that make the most sense, that are highly duplicatable, can have predictive quality around them, and can have the shipping and logistics such that, as Walt said, you can start to move the schedule left and build off-site while the building is being built. Walt?
Yeah. I guess additionally too, it's really just a lot of instances. It's just smart design. The modular approach is not really different than traditional means and methods. I just think it's a smarter way of looking at it. I think the modular, quote unquote, modular design should be the first thought instead of traditional design, given the last 100 years of experience in construction and productivity improvement.
And can you guys talk about some of the misconceptions or myths that are associated with modular construction?
Amy, a lot of my conversations begin with, we can't do that, or modular is not for us, or some sort of negative out-of-the-gate reaction to a modular construction approach. And it's really difficult to start a conversation with a defensive posture when there's been so much success in the industry. And we start to show folks photographs of elements that we've built or things that are in construction or a factory. You can see their eyes get wide and they start to realize, oh my gosh, this thing I'm constantly told I can't do, you've already done, you're already doing it. And so I think the misconception just begins with people being told they can't do it and it's not for them. And we have a sort of an uphill battle to show them that it's possible and prove the benefits.
We looked at designs for clients where they had a standardized design of repeatable components, but we're still having problems shifting labor off-site. And part of that is looking at it with that initial goal in mind, like just having repeatable components or standardized things, it's better design, but it doesn't enable you, that alone doesn't enable you to shift work off-site. So, in an example, a client had a standard design of what turned out to be about 170,000 components for their data hall. We had to, instead of focusing on the elements of design and how they connected, we actually had to make an apparatus to deliver a quantity of scope that we felt was right. And that enabled us to shift the work offsite and turn that 170,000 components into about 996 assemblies. In addition to that, what we did was we used that to construct offsite on, and then deliver to site, and we set up a supply chain with the site installation. And that really what it turned into was the installation on site became a very deliberate and timed affair. And we were sending the apparatuses back to site or back to the shop in order to build next delivery on. And we got a really nice flow into the project. The other thing, too, is that's a standardized design for the clients. And now we have a method that we can deploy in any of their sites around the country and literally start building as soon as we get the equipment. We don't need the building there to start the data hall construction. So that was really a big, more implementation-focused design.
That's a great example. Now, with everything in the data center industry today is changing, technology, the way that people do things. So what are some of the major trends that you're seeing or the changes with modular data centers? And what do you think the industry can expect to see in the next 5 to 10 years?
Number one, particular metro or municipality that wants to see the same rectangular windowless building over and over again. And modular constructions evolved past that rectangular building block phase to get into really truly architecturally unique elements. Elements that can bolt onto an existing building, elements that can be built off-site while the foundation and the earthworks are being done. And I think that in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to find more and more people finding opportunities to have a parallel construction path. They're going to find opportunities to mature elements of construction, to ship them off-site, to yield the labor benefit, to yield the safety benefit, to really start to evolve construction. It's an industry that's been around for thousands of years, but really with all the modern tools that we have and the state-of-the-art facilities that we're building, that circle of products and tools and services has to come all the way back around and start to benefit the construction industry for better, faster, safer delivery and safer, better repetition in delivery.
Okay. Walt, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I think what Chris said about integrating buildings and systems holistically is definitely where the whole industry is headed. Also, you know, equipment manufacturers are getting better at designing more compact and easily integrated pieces as well. So that's a big part of it in the industry in general.
So as people are starting to learn more about modular construction and maybe finding an interest in designing a modular data center, what best practice strategies do you have to offer? And could you maybe share a little bit of MC Dean's strategy with the listeners?
Start with self-reflection. Look at your design and your processes, past RFIs, requests for information. Identify areas that you're comfortable not managing on site to try to integrate an element of modularity into your process and then build on that success. Something that works really well for MC Dean is identifying something that was very challenging to our client partners and to our contractor partners. Give us something that was really difficult. It yielded a lot of questions in the field. It yielded a lot of requests for information. It had the capability of affecting schedule or cost. Just pull that element out and let us give you a different perspective on it. And maybe that's the element that gets you to try something new and evolve your process. Well, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think that along with, us being involved early in the holistic design of the project, ask yourself, what decisions would you make if you knew, you know, right out of the gate that MC Dean could design and deploy a variety of kind of integrated power systems modules into a traditional building structure, or help develop something that's not a non-traditional building or structure?
What would you say is MC Dean's goal for the future of modular data centers from the company's perspective?
Walt just nailed it. The Design Build Institute of America conducted a study a number of years ago that proved that modular construction elements decrease after schematic design level in the design path. Our goal is earlier engagement. The earlier we get involved in a project, the earlier we have an opportunity to do parallel design efforts to mature elements for fabrication level. And by the time you bid that job, we could already be fabricating elements, or we could have the supply chain established, and we could start to show that left shift in cost and schedule and delivery and quality of systems. So the earlier we can be involved, the better. And that's absolutely one of my goals going forward, is to get us involved earlier in the project life cycle, while it's being bid, early in design, long before procurement. We want to be engaging with our clients and our partners in delivering complex facilities. Walt, how do you feel about the future for MC Dean and how we're approaching modular data centers?
I think with all of our clients and customers, that's early involvement is big, but additionally, continued involvement to iterate on the groundwork that we've done prior, and then, you know, to see how we can service them holistically with operations and maintenance and everything else that ties into a lot of the elements that we're designing.
It was a pleasure having you on the podcast today, and hopefully you've shined some light on the truth about modular data centers for some of our listeners. For those who may be interested in learning more, could you please provide MC Dean's web address so they could find out more about you guys or more about the company and what you're doing?
Absolutely. And thanks, Amy, for having us. We're all regular subscribers to Mission Critical Magazine, and we see you at industry events. You're very visible in the marketplace, and we appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the podcast. And certainly mcdean.com is a good place to start, but feel free to contact Walt or I directly for really specific questions about our process or about the things that we're working on and how they may be able to help you.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you, Walt.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.